Merlin, what can you contribute for all of those who are listening to this forecast for March 2022? I'm so happy to be with you again. March is going to be a moment to reflect upon those things that come into your life almost out of the blue. You will be asked to reconsider how you might have approached a specific event or an invitation to do something or say something. It can be in the context of a very simple conversation. It can be in the context of being asked to step in. You will feel a new impulse to investigate in a very brief split second whether what you may have previous to this time absolutely accepted and moved forward on almost unconsciously, whether that is a good way to proceed. And this could be even within your own thought patterns. It's not just in the context of others being in touch with you. March is the third month, and three is a very social number, a very creative number. So there will be opportunities to be with others, but you will feel a sense of unattachment to whatever a set of people or group of people may align with, connect through. You will feel a sense of non-attachment. And this will be a new experience for you because you will be able to stand almost off to the side as an observer while still immersing yourself in the pleasure of being with other people. So as we see this unfolding, there is almost like this brigade of light beings that in their ability to not get attached while partaking is forming a light brigade around the planet. It's almost like a ring of light. And this is really the joining of the third and fifth dimensions, where you are absolutely living a life in the third dimension as a physical being, but you have now lit the light within consciously. There is a real sense of not joining a side. And we want you to, in this spirit of aligning as the observer and the person who lights up the truth, to not take any position, but to surround this conflict with love. And this is what the Light Brigade will do. It will not join in a sense of against this or for this, but a feeling of total love immersion, total unification, unity. This is not anymore about me versus you or us versus them. So as a person who is the observer and part of the Light Brigade, you are actually not partaking. You are sending love so that those who are caught in the conflict are able to take a step back and look at their actions, which are motivated by unconscious. It's almost like being infected by a motive that is actually not yours. So going on autopilot, we do not condone an invasion of one country going into another. This is obviously a breach that needs to be addressed. However, the way to address it is to neutralize the energy of aggression and the energy of fighting back. Instead, it is about standing down on both sides and extending your hand and saying, we are all human. We all want the same thing. We want security and love and passion and good health and friendship. So to go into any situation, whether it is a conflict within your own life with another or a conflict between two nations between each other, there must be a position of acceptance and willingness to cooperate without the underlying motives that are being kept secret and therefore preventing dialogue from happening. And in this case, and as in most cases, when it comes to an aggressive, warlike condition between countries or people, there are underlying issues that are not being addressed, that are being kept behind the scenes, not being brought to light. And this is where the Light Brigade needs to now, without knowing the details, understand that it is truly only to join hands and shine the light so that we accept each other fully with all the warts and all the underlying unconscious motivations that are in play. So this is a reflection not only of the situation at hand, but a reflection of all relationships on Earth. In 2022, this is all about healing relationships. Healing relationships. 2022 is a six universal year. Six is the number of love, the number of healing, of nurturing. How can we nurture conflict? We don't want to nurture conflict. This is why taking a side is so, it will not help. And so we must understand instead. We must extend our hand and listen, shine the light. So you as the Light Brigade, holding hands with each other, encircling the earth, encircling the conflict, encircling any situation that lies in conflict, and sharing with love and a willingness to extend your hand with awareness and openness. This is what March is going to bring into play. I want to end by reminding everyone that when Venus and Mars join together for a month, it is the expression of the divine, of God, of Source. Divine, feminine, sacred, masculine, joined together as one within you is the ultimate balance. And in all cases, we cannot act unless we feel internal balance, feminine, masculine, merged as one within each of us. This will enable you not to judge because you are so connected to the all. You feel so supremely serene and at peace that there is no way you can stand there and make a categorical judgment on any matter, because each one needs to be considered. Remember, underlying unconscious emotional attachments fuel any conflict. So we must listen and listen closely. And the Venus-Mars conjunction is continuing through mid-March. And it is a bridge for all of us, all of you, to reach out over the Great Divide, to bridge whatever is there, and smile and love and be compassionate and kind towards those that are upset and angry, and allow them to speak and allow them to feel and not judge them. Again, both sides must be included in this process for love to infuse every soul on earth. So March is a word, and as a light brigade, you are literally marching together as bearers of light and love. May you have a beautiful month. May it be a month of tremendous awakening through healing. May the conflicts that are being shown to us right now be a reminder of how we don't want things to move and how we would love to move forward in harmony, in respect. May any conflict that appears be joined together in a triad of love. A triad, the number three is a triad. The triad of mother, father, and child is a bond of creation. We are all part of Source, each one of us a reflection of that creativity, each one of us part of this creation. Let's all put our focus on love, getting along, respect. So this triad of the number three for March is needing to be placed within each of our hearts. The mother, father, child energy of creation is based first and foremost on love. It is created through love. It is nurtured through love. It is thriving through love. And so you all are being tasked to, again, not take the side of one or the other, because those sides are already drawn. There is no need to join a side. There is a need to send love to everyone who is impacted on both sides. After all, these conflicts would not exist if there were not energies behind the scenes that are behind the aggression. And those energies behind the scenes seek to profit in some way. And most of it is unbeknownst. It is not put out for you to see, which is going to be changing now because people have woken up. Many more people are seeing the fruitlessness now than ever before. There has been a shift. And so it is really up to you to trust what your heart is saying. Any conflict will ask you to take sides. That is the nature of the conflict. Whose side are you on? This is an instance where the whole world has a chance to neutralize and to send only awareness, love, kindness, compassion, and a very strong brigade of light and love, as opposed to a military brigade, which seeks to destroy and hurt. Keep in mind that this conflict that we are looking at, it became active in the second month of 2022. And so it is literally shining a light on being unified, left and right join hands, feminine and masculine join hands, Venus and Mars join hands, or separate. The universe is unified. That's why the word universe starts and is about being one, universe unified. So it is actually an illusion to feel separate from another and to be aggressive towards another, because you're literally being aggressive towards yourself, because universe unified, we are all one. It is unity consciousness. So we must move towards the unification, the understanding of love is all, that we can all live on this planet. We don't have to be aggressive towards each other for the differences that we feel in our beliefs, in our culture, in our religion. We accept, we allow. So the universe, the unification, the triad of love between mother, father, child, these are all being exemplified in March. These are all coming to the surface. And the Mars-Venus conjunction is very much a symbolic and literal energetic invitation to feel at one inside your heart. So I send you my deepest love, compassion. This is a big time, and you are part of it. You're making it miraculous. You're making it happen. You have so much support. Please call on me. Please call on any light being. We are all here for you, and we are in this together. The universe includes all of us. It gives me great joy to connect with you in this way, and I do look forward to doing so again next month. Thank you, and God bless.